With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. President Biden meeting with his national security team, monitoring the situation in the Middle East as Iran launched the major attack against the Israelis. He has also talked on the phone with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Tensions at their highest since the Israeli-Hamas war began 6 months ago. After a strike earlier on an Iranian consular building in Syria, that incident killed 12 people, including two senior Iranian generals. Tehran had promised to retaliate against the Israelis. Israel, meanwhile, has deployed a multi-layered air defense system and is facing a huge test on the Iranian strike. Tehran launched its first direct military attack against Israel today, sending hundreds of drones and missiles toward Israel. Also, at SRNnews.com, House Republicans have advanced a bill that would reauthorize a crucial national security surveillance program. South Carolina Republican Representative Ralph Norman says he supports the reauthorization of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act in a form that Donald Trump would approve.
The warrant has got to be in there for me to support it. So provided it passes, and then the agreement to let Davidson's bill amendment come up next week to vote on. So all is good, hopefully.
Utah Republican Blake Moore, though, says the U.S. spy program needs a serious overhaul before it should be reapproved.
FISA has to be reformed, but it cannot expire. I'm opposed to the warrant requirement.
On Wall Street Friday, Dow Industrials were off 475 points. This is SRN News. Southern Baptist Convention continues to shrink.
It's still the largest Protestant denomination in the country, but a new report from Lifeway Research finds the SBC lost more than 1,200 churches between 2021 and 2022. Most of those churches simply shut down, but a few decided to leave the denomination. The SBC still boasts about 50,000 congregations and is losing members at a much slower rate than other denominations, but it is not immune to America's gradual turning away from faith. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Tennessee lawmakers passing a measure. It would require public school students to watch a video on fetal development produced by a pro-life group. The measure mirrors similar proposals this year in several other states, including Iowa, Missouri, Kentucky, and West Virginia. This is SRN News. Well, the legal battles are just getting underway now, and it promises to be quite a fight. That over the estate of O.J. Simpson.
O.J. Simpson's will has been filed with a county court in Nevada, and his executor says he'll fight any attempts for a payout in a civil wrongful death suit. O.J. Simpson made his longtime lawyer Malcolm Laverne his estate executor. The will names Simpson's four children as beneficiaries and notes that all his property went into a trust created this year. Laverne told the Las Vegas Review-Journal he specifically did not want the parents of murder victim Ron Goldman to see any money from Simpson's estate. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Authorities in Australia say a man stabbed six people to death in a shopping center in Sydney before he was fatally shot by a police officer. More details at SRNnews.com.